Mike and Amy Bowen organized the local event. They were joined by percussionists, singers, and musicians from Indian, Latin, and numerous other ethnic backgrounds. Amy Bowen said this was just one of several events held worldwide for the sake of raising money to send impoverished children to music schools around the world.
Hopefully their goal was 200 events today. I don't know if they quite made it or not. So we were one of, you know, of a lot of events happening. Their overall goal was to raise $250,000 to support some of their schools that they're building right now. They're hoping to expand to even more. They've got 7 schools to date, and they're continuing to grow and work and do more to bring music into kids' lives.
The musicians were able to raise about $1,500, which can pay for 3 Nepali music programs for 1 month. She said the rest of the money may purchase instruments, too.
Just all kinds of things that they had on there. They build drums, which not only help the children that benefit from the drums, but also they use the local people, the local craftsmen, to make the drums. And so it's bringing money into the economy. It's bringing music to the children. They're just a really great organization.
Heather Dorigo played drums at the event because she too saw the need to bring music to children, regardless of their financial capabilities.
It's very important for me to do this because, number one, I share this passion about, number one, kids and music. Music is paramount. It transcends all languages. And it also conquers all the barriers that we have with racial barriers, gender barriers, age barriers, you name it. Music transcends all that. It is very important to be able to provide this as a nonverbal expression to everybody around the world. And there's a lot of kids who don't even have the opportunity. Nothing. They don't have anything to play.
With 7 programs, the foundation says they have 600 students and have created 130 jobs worldwide. Reporting from Clearwater for WMNF News, I'm Josh Holton.